that beat.
Wasn't going to stop us from finding out more about the world.
And
1989, he brought you Trump the Game. In 2006, he brought you The Apprentice Game. Now you can play Trump for President the Board Game. It's a game that gives you the experience of being Donald Trump on his quest for the White House. It's easy to play. Just roll the dice and draw a card.
You're leading the polls in the early primary states. Move two spaces.
Cool! Show your birth certificate to prove you weren't born in Kenya. If you can't, you're a communist.
An all-new South Park.
My friends, I know that like me, you are fed up with the illegal immigrant situation.
Yes,
that's right. Now, I don't know about government policy, but when it comes to undocumented immigrants, my policy is them all to death.
You oppose gay marriage and support traditional marriage even though you've been married 3 times. Go back 5 spaces.
Oh no, you went bankrupt.
Come here, Susie. You remember me? Your daddy's friend, Henry?
No, don't!
Don't worry. You've been bankrupt lots of times.
Oh, yeah. Good job. Yeah.
If you're Hispanic, go back to Mexico. Not in the game, in real life. Right now. You're probably a great one.
Let's keep playing.
Oh my god!
How do you win Trump for President the Board Game? You can't! This game can drag on pointlessly for days, weeks, months. You'll turn orange, your hair will start to look weird, and you'll start babbling nonsense.
Honestly, do you not care about what the record is?
Who's doing the rape? I've been trying all the time.
I'll be the greatest jobs president God has ever created.
You're fired!
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 You're fired! You're fired! You're fired!
You're fired! You're fired!
To Senator John McCain for his criticism of McCain's capture as a prisoner of war during Vietnam. But what people do not know is that during the Vietnam conflict, Trump, too, was a POW. Because of student deferments, Trump was forced to stay in America and attend college at the Wharton Business School at UPenn. Donald Trump was a POW, a prisoner of Wharton. How Donald Trump got stuck at Wharton was a mixture of bad timing, bad luck, and a family friend in the admissions office. It was at Wharton where Donald suffered the day-to-day torture of campus life at an Ivy League school. Instead of being free to fight for his nation, Trump was forced to stay on his college campus, slog through the swampy minefield of hotel-slash-resort management. It was torture. Trump would be forced to stay awake for 45 minutes at a time in what were called classes. A, what would be referred to as professor, would brainwash facts and figures and real economic data, which was meant to confuse and disorient the young and already wealthy Donald.
On an all-new South Park.
My friends, I know that, like me, you are fed up with the illegal immigrant situation.
While across the Mediterranean and Europe, refugees flee war, chaos, and poverty, our polling indicates that 9 out of 10 of these refugees have now heard of Donald Trump.
And with wildfires ravaging the West, we ask, Trump, hot air, or did he really just say that?
Meanwhile, Hillary Clinton says sorry as questions about her email server continue to dog her campaign.
Does Trump have a dog? We'll find out.
But first, let's bring in Senator Bernie Sanders to comment on his dramatic surge in polls.
Terry and Carrie, the middle class is waking up to the fact that millionaires have taken over our democracy.
Bernie, sorry to cut you off. One question.
Have you ever met Donald Trump? Because we have.
And that's your world tonight. Some stories we're following for tomorrow.
The Donald Trump.
And
Trump.
So infectious. Attractive. And with wildfires ravaging the West, we ask, Trump, hot air, or did he really just say that?
Meanwhile, Hillary Clinton says sorry as questions about her email server continue to dog her campaign.
Does Trump have a dog? We'll find out.
Very quickly. Roads, bridges, more potatoes. Various things, very quickly. I will be the greatest God ever created. I tell you that. The greatest God ever created. A cheerleader. I just sold an apartment for $15 million to somebody from China. China. Somebody from China. Patriots and Tom Brady and have them play your high school football team. It's like
behind you, but there's no clear way to get to it safely, so we have to. Okay, I'm being told that we probably shouldn't get any closer to the hole in broad daylight, so let's get back to the cars. This is fucking insane.
You know, these Fox News morons couldn't run a debate if they were doing it on a treadmill, but I won, so I feel really good about it. I destroyed these losers like Arsenio Hall destroyed Clay Aiken in season 12 of Celebrity Apprentice.
To talk to a coworker about the reporter's breast size. 1 minute later, the conversation was caught on her voicemail recording.
It's not hot. I mean, she's got a okay body.
I just went after Rosie O'Donnell, which I thought was good. You know, Rosie knows what she did. You go to a taping of a television show in 1996, and she beams you in the head with a koosh ball. Okay, that's not how I treated them when they came on my show. That's not how I want to be treated, okay? And while we're on the subject, I thought she was absolutely horrible in A League of Their Own. Everybody loves it. I think it was horrible.
Hello, Melania Trump here, wife of Donald, House of Trump.
If you didn't know, my husband is running for president. But he has said something that made brown people mad. He said that Mexicans are criminals and rapists. Now, I am for sure there is like one Mexican rapist, right? There has to be. There might even be two. In which case it would be accurate to say Mexican rapists. Anyway, that's not why I'm here today. Because of this thing that he said, his empire of entertainment is crumbles. NBC, Univision, PGA, Macy's, even the rapper Florida, they are all abandoning Trump ship.
I've always loved women, all right? I've loved them in hotels, I've loved them in casinos, I've loved them in condo buildings. I've had tons of wives, okay? Ask women. I've had sex with tons of them.
But first, let's bring in Senator Bernie Sanders to comment on his dramatic surge in the polls.
Terry and Carrie, the middle class is waking up to the fact that billionaires have taken over our democracy.
Bernie, sorry to cut you off. One question.
Have you ever met Donald Trump? Because we have.
And that's your world tonight. Some stories we're following for tomorrow.
The Donald Trump and...
Candidate Trump, so infectiously ridiculous and distracting, he's even hijacked...
Beginning next month, restaurants will add a version of the feed bag meals for dine-in customers, the family-style feed trough, as well as a drive-through version in which so-called feed hoses will gush food directly into customers' open mouths as they drive past the restaurant in their cars.
Oh my God, that thing looks dead, man. We gotta call the aquarium or something.
you do to
me. Oh man, look at this fucking thing. Holy shit. What the fuck is that? Oh man, Jay, it's dead bro or something. Oh my god, Jay. Pull right up next to that shit, Jay. Oh man, look at this fucking thing. Oh man. Look at that, Jay. Holy shit. What the fuck is that, kid? You want to try to pull it in?
I mean, what's the difference? No one else on that stage has ever had a Comedy Central roast. My Comedy Central roast was the highest rated and most fascinating and fantastic roast that there's ever been.
Donald Trump.
Yes, and I'll tell you why. Donald Trump sued me last year for $5 million. Do you know that? Yes. Here's how this came about. Not for no reason, because we showed with pictures that there are only two things in nature that have that exact same color hair. Donald Trump and an orange-haired orangutan.
Second about the media on Donald Trump, because they keep complaining that, well, he's at the top of the polls, we have to cover him. Maybe he's at the top of the polls because you cover him endlessly.
Exactly.
And I was watching CNN was going to do a special on Katrina. They blew it off for this 55-minute brag-a-thon Donald Trump speech. Just let me summarize what Donald Trump said. First, he brags about how he didn't do The Apprentice, gave up a lot of money. Then he brags about, in Business Week, they named me a while ago the best in a people's poll of negotiators. Many says, most people don't know, I own the Bank of America building in San Francisco. I got it from the Chinese, I did great.
Good impression.
Then he goes to China. They've taken our money and our jobs. It's one of the greatest thefts in the history of the world. That's the way Hitler used to talk about the Jews.
This man, I like this guy.
I want from White Plains. Amen. Okay. Problem in this country, it's called Muslims. We know our current president is one. Right. You know he's not even an American.
We need this
birth
question.
Certificate,
this is
man.
The first question.
But anyway, we have training camps growing where they want to kill us.
Mm-hmm.
That's my question. When can we get rid of it?
We're going to be looking at a lot of different things. And, you know, a lot of people are saying that, and a lot of people are saying that bad things are happening out there. We're going to be looking at that and plenty of other things.
That was Donald Trump. And I want to get to what he then said afterwards, what his campaign said. They issued a statement to the Washington Post saying the media wants to make this issue about Obama. The bigger issue is that Obama is waging a war against Christians. So he certainly didn't back off his response or what his supporter said in this Q&A. Your response to this, Ralph, and then overall just talk about what we've witnessed this week with the Republican debate. But respond to Trump first. What should he have said?
Well, what would he have said if the man said Jews instead of Muslims? What would he have said if he said Christians instead of Muslims? So obviously, Donald Trump is tone deaf about the rights of Muslims in this country. We have supposed to have equal rights under the law. What kind of stereotype racism does he require in his audience before he stands up against it.
About American exceptionalism. Well, actions. I think we should recognize that the other candidates are not that different. I mean, if you take a look at. Just take a look at their views. Now, they tell you their views, and they're astonishing. So just to keep to Iran, a couple of weeks ago, the two front runners, they're not the front runners any longer, were Jeb Bush and Scott Walker, and they differed on Iran. Walker said, we have to bomb Iran. When he gets elected, they're going to bomb Iran immediately, the day he's elected. Bush was a little, he's more serious. He said he's going to wait to the first cabinet meeting, and then they'll bomb Iran. I mean, this is just off the spectrum of not only international opinion, but even relative sanity.
Thank you.
Okay, they didn't steal anything. We gave them our jobs. Rich people like that fuck sent them overseas on purpose.
I keep saying, you know, everyone says the media could cover less Trump. I entirely disagree. Trump needs more coverage. He's the front runner in the Republican Party. Look into his business dealings.
And Donald Trump's out.
Oh, that's going to be a summit, isn't it? Boy, I love it when the right people find each other in this life. It's so hard. It's another way for Sarah Palin to stick it to John McCain for ever trusting her, to sit down with a man who smeared John McCain's 6 years of torture into the Anon POW camp. But it should be of great alarm to Roger Ailes. I think that Roger Ailes and Fox News have had a really, really clear path. Give Jeb the nomination, Hillary Clinton crushes him, and we get to be the Hate Hillary Network for the next 4 years. Right. You know, they didn't want to be the Defend Mitt Romney Network. They do a lot better being the Hate Obama Network. Right. So if they get Hillary Clinton in office, they're made. Now, that whole plan is gone. And the very fact that Donald Trump is exposing the dark, ugly underside of this party, the white nationalism, which Donald China. Trump didn't Bye. Create, he's China. Just the logical China. Conclusion China. Of it. So I now Roger Ailes has a real big China. Problem. China. How are you going to keep China. Your rubes China. In your own paddock when they found the new shepherd?
China. I've been saying China. China.
Oh, man, that thing's just dead.
China. I go to China.
What the hell is it?
China. People from China, they love me.
Oh man, look at this fucking thing! What is that fucking thing?
In order to meet these challenges, no one has problems anymore. Challenges.
What is that thing? You look at this shit? Oh my God, Jay. Jay, look at this fucking thing. Jay, let's get it. Let's get it. That's a tuna, bro. Jay, that's a tuna or something. Jay, look at it. Come on. Get up. Oh, man. Jay, let's pull it in, Jude. Look at that fucking thing. Okay, come on. Yeah. Let's get it in the boat, bro. Come on, you got a hook? All right, let's get it. Oh, man, you guys are witnessing what me and Jason Foster. This is Michael Bird.
for those who hope to fend off possible disaster and to move towards a more peaceful and just world, it's necessary to keep to these injunctions. These are things it wouldn't do to say, wouldn't do to think. You don't read about them, you don't hear about them, but they are, I think, the heart of the issue. Insurgency, it's not a political party. In the past, they are now, the colonial days, there are real roots to it. But these have not been an organized political force in the past, they aren't.
Way here that poll numbers drive coverage. And in some way they do. Only news coverage usually comes first. People hear a lot about a candidate, research that candidate, identify in the same way that you do when you hear a pop song on the radio over and over and over again.
I can feel my face when I'm with you.
And that exposure ultimately means they're more likely to give that name to pollsters. The news then reports more on the top candidates, which means even more coverage, which means even higher polling, and it becomes a cycle that perpetuates itself. Until the top dog makes a mistake.
It's three agencies of government when I get there that are gone. Commerce, education, and the, what's the third one there? Let's see.
Or a new, fresh face steals some attention away.
I think women all over this country heard very clearly what Mr. Trump said.
And the problem is that Trump's mistakes are often so inflammatory and news-making that they work to his advantage. And new, fresh faces are the ones that Trump attacks the hardest.
If you listen to her for more than 5 minutes straight, you get a headache.
2,100 news stories later, and here we are. We know why the news works like this. Less ratings mean less ad revenue, means less profit, means lower stock prices, means fewer investors, means layoffs.
You're fired.
In America, indeed in the global economy, everything always has to grow. The news, especially cable news, has a vague interest in keeping its dependence on capitalist incentives under wraps. Even though everyone knows that ratings, to a large part, determine the news, news organizations have to tout their journalistic integrity, even if it's only a formality. And this might just be the gift that Donald Trump is giving to all of us. More than anything I can remember, the Trump phenomenon strips away the false righteousness of the news media. When Trump does something outrageous, CNN doesn't cover it by choice, but because they are forced to do so. The Trump phenomenon strips away the false righteousness of politicians, too. Trump has co-opted political language and employed it to such a ridiculous and shameless degree that its emptiness is laid totally bare. And lastly, Trump strips away the false righteousness of us, the American public. The second GOP debate was the highest rated program in the history of CNN. CNN is forced to cover Trump because we force them to.
Why, when we put on, you know, something with Jeb Bush talking about the economy or Scott Walker talking about labor unions, why doesn't anybody watch that?
It's in our nature to gravitate toward confirmation bias and sensationalism. It takes a force of will to consume media that may be boring, but crucial for making intelligent political choices. And in large part, it's a mental muscle that most of us, myself often included, don't want to exercise. Donald Trump exists at the nexus of all these things, and his invocation of all three is, I think, an important lesson. The news media, politicians, and the general public are all responsible for the existence of Donald Trump.
Recognize that the other candidates are not that different. I mean, if you take a look at it, just take a look at their views. Now, they tell you their views, and they're astonishing. So just to keep to Iran, a couple of weeks ago, the two front runners, they're not the front runners any longer, were Jeb Bush and Scott Walker, and they differed on Iran. Walker said, we have to bomb Iran. When he gets elected, they're going to bomb Iran immediately, the day he's elected. Bush was a little, you know, he's more serious. He said he's going to wait to the first cabinet meeting, and then they'll bomb Iran. I mean, this is just off the spectrum of not only international opinion, but even relative sanity.
Husband, Mr. Trump's words might hurt my business. Listen to me, okay? Yes, Donald has faults, besides the fact that he looks like the outcome of too much inbreeding within Nazi families hiding in South America. But outside of contractual monthly sex meeting, I barely know the guy. But thanks to his assistant, I am here to tell you all the wonderful things about my husband, Donald Trump. Okay, for example, turns out he loves marzipan, which that actually makes so much sense now because he would have our private chef make marzipan into the shape of hamburgers and tacos and lasagna, and you know, like real food.
How did he make the real estate money? What's his political plan?
I don't hear any of that.
Well, we're looking into it at the Post. I know other newspapers are. I mean, the level of coverage is maybe saturated. But Trump, he's the front runner of the Republican Party. And if he wins that those Deep South primaries in early March, he could well be the nominee. Deserves more coverage.
These things is going to change drastically overnight. But if all of them move just a little bit in the right direction toward integrity, honesty, and engagement, respectively, the difference could be substantial. We know that the news media is biased and politicians talk bullshit. And the news and the politicians know we know it. Still, they go through the formalities. It is exactly formalities like this that can keep a system alive. Longer than it needs to be. So maybe we need someone like Donald Trump to pull down that last layer of credibility.
How are you going to create jobs in this country?
I'm just going to do it.
We'll be right back.
that question, he certainly is not rejecting racist comments that are made. And that's the first sign.
What about his call for 11 million immigrants to be deported from this country?
Well, that is so absurd. But you see, he gets away with absurdity. And he has an immunity that would tank any other political candidate because he's so outrageous, and the press thinks he's outrageous, so they give him a pass. It's really amazing. It's sort of like the way that the media did with Ronald Reagan. It had such low expectation levels of him that when he exceeded them, it was a surprise. But Donald Trump is fulfilling some important functions, Amy. He's disrupting the slick corporatism of the other candidates. He, for example, has said, why do we, the big rich guys, why do we give money to politicians? Well, because then they do whatever we want them to do. That's a great quote. And he said, he was asked, well, why'd your companies go bankrupt four times? He said, well, that's a competitive advantage. All the other companies do that. He's exposing the fraud of bankruptcy law when it comes to corporations compared to student loan defaults. And so he's making these statements, which are very valuable. Who knows where it's going to end up, but it's all a circus. He's the chief circus barker, clearly. All these issues that you talk about on your program and other serious programming go by the wayside. I mean, we've trivialized the campaign to select the leader of the so-called greatest power in the world.
He gives generously to a charity called the Financial Roundtable, which I assume is a charity that helps people who are forced to eat around circular tables. Also, it says here, he said hello to our son on several occasions. So that's a nice guy on a very small scale.
I said, what's he asking about me for?
Oh, man, look at this fucking thing. Oh, man. Look at that, Jay. Holy shit.
Yes, to finally settle this whole thing. Yes, look, I can settle. I got a guy. I know this guy, okay? He's a guy, and I can't go into it any more than that, but he's a guy. He's a Mexican guy, and he knows the border. Okay, that's it. That's all there is to it.
Thank you.
Suffered the day-to-day torture of campus life at an Ivy League school. Instead of being free to fight for his nation, Trump was forced to stay on his college campus and slog through the swampy minefield of hotel/resort management. It was torture. Trump would be forced to stay awake for 45 minutes at a time, what were called classes. A, what would be referred to as professor, would brainwash facts and figures and real economic data, which was meant to confuse and disorient the young and already wealthy Donald. At times, when Trump wouldn't have eaten, he was force-fed through a hose attached to a funnel. Beer, mostly. It was called a beer bong, and it was torture for him not to throw up in front of some of the lacrosse players. Even in hard times, Donald kept it classy, especially around his lax bros. They were the classiest. Tragedy struck Donald just as he was finally free from his student deferments. Once again, he was forced to avoid the draft because he got a bone spur in his foot during a vicious game of hacky sack. After that, it all seemed hopeless for Donald Trump. A nadir so low, it would break down a loser or a moron or some dummy who had no class. But not Trump. He is a winner and knew he would one day host a reality show and maybe run for president, but definitely host a reality show. He knew he had to escape. Trump was careful not to capture any unwanted attention at school. He evaded the dean's list and any kind of honors or recognition of service. He escaped from Wharton under the cover of a graduation ceremony, posing as a four-year graduate after only serving two, covering his tracks for years by refusing to disclose his school transcript. Donald Trump is the real American hero. Donald Trump, prisoner of Wharton.
Right now, on Your World Tonight, we're following another devastatingly successful push by ISIS
almost as successful as Donald Trump's rise in the polls.
While across the Mediterranean and Europe, refugees flee war, chaos, and poverty. Our polling indicates that 9 out of 10 of these refugees have now heard of Donald Trump.
And with wildfires ravaging the West, we ask, Trump, hot air, or did he really just say that?
Meanwhile, Hillary Clinton says sorry as questions about her email server continue to dog her campaign.
Does Trump have a dog? We'll find out.
But first, let's bring in Senator Bernie Sanders to comment on his dramatic surge in the polls.
Terry, the middle class is waking up to the fact that billionaires have taken over our democracy.
DJ to play all the single ladies. I don't need to be reminded.
Extortion is public service. I'm in public service. I like America, don't you? The food
I'm giving money to is myself. I know how to influence myself. I've been influencing myself since I was 12 years old.
A question for you. Do you think it's possible that one of these politicians, whose judgment is so poor that he honestly thinks of himself as serving the nation, might occasionally be expected to indulge in a little patriotism? Huh? What do you think? Well, of course, not only is it possible, it's inevitable, and that's when he's at his very best. That's when he trots out the really good stuff all across this great land of ours. The greatest nation on earth, the greatest nation in the history of the world. And in times of military crisis, you can be sure that someone in a suit in this town will eventually plant himself in front of a camera and carry on a great deal about the most powerful nation on the face of the earth.
This show for 2 years.
Right.
Please go on my show, or however long. Please go on my show. And by the way, I would have done it. I have nothing against him or show or anything else. I mean, I don't agree with his point of view, but I have not. I would have done. But it's hard in terms of doing it, Howard. You know, finding the time and everything else. And I've been with you a long time. If you and I have been friends a long time. If you would have asked me to go to your studio and all, I would have done that too. Oh.
What the fuck is that, kid? They took it! Oh, man, that thing's just dead. What the hell is it?
So all of a sudden, he gets upset that I won't do a show. And he starts hitting me with something. I didn't care.
WCOM LPFM Chapel Carboro 103.5. I'm Dr. Furious, and it's Thursday night. I just want to thank everybody for riding with me through that craziness of the T-Rump world, where we've had all kinds of fun, real-time fun. Fun with Mike Forey, also help from all the Chomsky and Nader clips and others that we've had out tonight. So, anyway. Not to mention all the crazy cool music that we've been rocking out, too. That's been pretty fun. Including stuff from El Pro and Gas Lamp. And I think that right there in the background, I am some funky, fresh Fly Low. So anyway, we're going to keep going with some of this. Thanks for listening. If you want to learn more about the Furious George Show, go to furiousg.blogspot.com or email me. Please do. Somebody's tried to call, you can do that too, but it's best to email furiousgeorgeshow@gmail.com. furiousgeorgeshow@gmail. Or you can just check us out here at the radio, I guess, right now, live or any other time. 919-246-9639. And you can do that too. So many fun ways to engage. So this is what we do. You know, generally every Thursday night, doing this kind of fun Micropower Radio thing. for a long time. Yours truly, Furious, has been doing it since we did micro-powered pirate kind of illegal radio. And then we established micro-powered radio, LPFM, low-power FM radio, so that we could at least get this little sliver. So if you happen to be listening right now, it's because of the work of lots of folks who stood up to the big corporate broadcasters and got this thing going. So thanks to those folks. What else we got going on here? There's lots of cool music going on here downtown this weekend. Lots of cool folks going to be coming up on the radio this week, too. We're going to be broadcasting live. There's lots of cool local music at the festivals. So just keep tuning in. Or, of course, check out WCOMFM.org. Check out the crazy cool lineup we got. Some other good stuff. FuriousG.blogspot. Furious George Show. Gmail. Seriously, thanks for listening. We'll be back. We got lots more fun to do. So make sure you stick around too. I'm furious!
Laser, you got to be there.